Live from Stamford, the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
I have been honestly wanting to have the library on. I'm a big nerd. I love a good library. I do, Alice. I really, really do. And honestly, so born and raised in Stamford, very familiar with the Ferguson Library. And so I'm excited to have you here today.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't love the Ferguson Library? And again, Alice Knapp is here, who is the CEO. So perfect person to talk about the library and why it's so special. I mean, let's start there. I'm biased, but you're better at this. You know what makes the Ferguson Library so special.
There's several components, but first and foremost, it's the staff. Mm-hmm. The staff at the Ferguson Library is amazing. And it's one of those things, they make it look so easy, like anybody can do it, but nobody really realizes it's a real craft. It's a real profession. And that most of the staff there have their master's degrees in library science or in education.
Yeah.
And they're curious. So when someone comes in and asks them a question, they want to answer it, and they'll go to all the lengths to help find the person, find the information they need.
We've definitely seen, and you could speak to this way better, Alice, so I'd love to hear your perspective. We've definitely seen where, much like diners, libraries have had to get creative to stay relevant in today's world. How has Ferguson done that?
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time on community conversations where we just go out and we listen. What is your aspiration for the community? What are some of the barriers there? And a lot of times the answers are bigger than what the library can do, but often we can just tweak what we're doing, our strategies, still meeting our mission, which is to provide information and access to information and culture. Just tweak it a little bit, and then it helps us become more relevant. So how does that play out in real life? If you've been to any of our branches recently, you'll see that there's more seating and just people wanting to come in and sit in comfortable seats. They may be doing a puzzle there. We put puzzles out for people to do. We do coloring for people to do. Just, you know, people want to be engaged. And that was what we really heard the last time we did a round of community conversations, that people were lonely. They felt isolated. They wanted community. And so now how do you build that community? The other thing we do is people are hungry for coming together to listen. So bringing the authors in, either on a specific topic or on, you know, their favorite fiction novel, people want to come, and they're in a group setting. They get to talk with other people, ask questions, and learn something at the same time.
I think those are some of the coolest experiences. They really are, because, again, I pride myself on being kind of a nerd. I do love to learn. I mean, I do the news, for goodness sake. So I read every single morning.
That's right.
But I love the idea of connecting and really being able to dive into the, you know, the workings of an author, being able to connect with other people in your community who also loved that book or loved that series, you know? It's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, and some of them, you know, we had someone talking about Sam Shepard, the playwright, and I think we were all there because we wanted to hear about drugs and rock and roll and stuff like that. But the professor was actually a Eugene O'Neill buff, and Sam Shepard, he saw a continuation of Eugene O'Neill. Never even occurred to me.
That's so cool. I love that idea. And again, we've got Alice here, who is the CEO of the Ferguson Library. And I'm going to talk a little out of turn here, but I'm going to take a risk here. Wasn't the Ferguson Library impacted by flooding in the last year or something? Didn't you guys have to like temporarily leave and come back or something?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Am I crazy? I told a story about this like a year or so ago.
No, and actually it has a really happy ending.
Perfect. See, I knew we would tell full circle. What happened?
So what happened is over in 2024, 2025.
Right? It was not, okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
Over that holiday weekend, that New Year's weekend.
Yes.
The Lathan Wider Community Center experienced a flood, and it was from the HVAC system. And so they had to close out, and we all had to leave. All our agents. Pacific House was also.
I was going to say there was a few entities in there that had to like move temporarily.
Yeah. And for us, it turned into a grand experiment. We went above prime over in the waterside area, and found that, oh my God, we need to have a branch over here because we got so much traffic.
Really?
Yeah. And then we relocated over on the east side where we already had targeted to have a branch. And oh my gosh, we definitely need a branch here. The use was tremendous.
Wow.
When we came back into the Latham Wider Center, the city said, you can have the space above. So within the next couple of years, we will be fundraising to open up that space. And so we'll be able to double the size of the branch.
Holy cow. So now you have two locations.
We have the main branch, which everybody knows, the Harry Bennett branch up off of Turner River, the Weed Memorial and Hollander branch off of Hope Street. What people don't know is that we have a little branch on the west side in the Police Activities League building, the old Chester Addison. And then, as of right now, we're planning on a branch on the east side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
And an expansion of the original one. And that's, you said, in the next year or two, you guys are going to start fundraising and working on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So talk about even being relevant. You're expanding.
We're expanding, and this really came out of two things. About 10 years ago, we took out a map, and we pinpointed where our locations were and said, wait a minute. We're not in any of the formerly redlined areas except for the South End branch.
Interesting.
And we need to be in those areas.
We got to spread ourselves out.
The second thing, there was a Chicago Federal Reserve did a study on the relationship to libraries in the communities. And what they found, much like parks, if you're within 20 minutes of a walking distance of a library, third grade test scores go up, graduation rates go up, and employment skill, upskilling goes up.
Sure, because you can go to the library and learn all those skills and all of that. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, the data doesn't lie. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So, Alice, I want to talk about any upcoming events, programs, anything new that people should know about.
So one of the most exciting things is our summer learning program that we do, and we do it every single year. It's there to help prevent the summer slide. And this year we have an exciting one that is coming up that it's going to be just, it'll combine reading, which we all know is, in order to read to learn, you have to first learn to read and just practicing that reading. But for some kids, that's, you know, not necessarily the best thing for them. Sometimes learning happens by doing.
And we all learn differently.
Yeah.
I'm more of a doer as well. I love to read, but I didn't really appreciate it till I became an adult. So I would have done more of the do to learn. Yeah.
Do to learn. Mm-hmm. Go to a museum.
Exactly.
Cook with your parents, because when you're cooking, you don't know it, but you're learning math. Yeah. You're learning science and chemistry.
It's true.
And or, you know, identify a tree. Go on a walk and identify the trees, the bird sounds. So we have a whole bunch of different activities that helps, you know, counts towards the reading to the learning club.
I love that. Even expanding the way that we learn beyond just reading.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Ferguson Library. That's why I knew I was biased going into this, and I can admit that, but I knew that you could actually back it up with the facts and the figures and everything.
Yeah.
Alice, if people want more information and certainly to find the nearest location to them and to stay in the know, because I'm excited about those fundraising efforts and I want to keep you, you know, in the loop here on WACC so I can help you with that. Where can people go? Do you have a website or anything?
Yeah. www.fergusonlibrary.org. If you do just do an organic search and type in Ferguson Library, do know that there is a Ferguson Library in Missouri. So you want to look
for
the...
We're not that one.
We're not
that one. We're the Stanford one.
Yeah,
we're the best one, just saying. It's fine. I could say it. It's fine. Alice is so nice. She's like, yeah, no, they're all great. No, we're the best one.
We're the best one.
Yes.
And once you get on there, we have a weekly email with all of our upcoming events. So
perfect.
Just sign up for the newsletter and you can get it right in your inbox. And I know I mentioned the summer learning, but Dr. Livingston is coming June 18th with his new book out, and it will be really good. It will be a perfect Juneteenth celebration.
That's amazing. Well, I want to thank you so much, Alice, for what you do, your entire team at the Ferguson Library. And like I said, definitely keep me in the loop about when fundraising efforts start, because I'd love to help with that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. Again, the Ferguson Library with multiple locations all across Stanford, and Alice Knapp and her team, she's the CEO, but the entire team at Ferguson Library, incredible work, and thank you again so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're going to be right back. We are at stop number 5 for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We're at Elm Street Diner right here in Stanford after this.